Uncle Vin took the last waffle. Can you make some more?
Bubba, can't you see I'm busy here? Just fill up on syrup.
What are you doing, Mama?
The Betty Crocker workout. Owl and me gotta bake 6 dozen snickerdoodles for the Daughters of Raytown Tea.
Oh, snickerdoodles. You used to always make those for me whenever I did something to make you proud. Remember, Mama?
Yep. I haven't baked these suckers in over 40 years.
Hey, the new lottery is really taking off. Listen to this. Entire tri-state area swept by lottery fever.
Boy, I'm glad today's payday. I want to get me some tickets before they sell out.
Benton, they don't sell out. They keep printing those things as long as they got dodos like you to buy them.
Oh, what a relief.
Just think, all we gotta do is pick 6 little numbers, and we're on easy street for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, dream on. The odds of winning the lottery, about 5 million to 1.
Yeah, but I got me a system, Mama. I figure if I buy 5 tickets, then the odds are only 1 million to 1. Huh? You get it? The odds are shrinking.
The only thing is shrinking is your brain, Vinton. Lottery is the bunk.
Well, no, it's not. And I'm getting a couple tickets myself.
Why don't you just take your money and flush it down the toilet?
Grandma, it's for a real good cause. 1% of the money goes to our schools.
Well, boy, I ought to keep them cafeteria ladies in hairnets for a whole month.
I don't care what you say, Miss Harper. Somebody's got to win that lottery, and it might as well be me and Vin.
Yeah. Mama, we are going to get ourselves a slice of that lottery pie.
Shoot, you two couldn't get yourselves a slice of cow pie. Where have you been?
Buy the cinnamon for the cookies.
Well, where did you go for it? The East Indies?
No, the Quickie Mart was just jammed with people buying lottery tickets. All 3 parking spaces were filled.
Has the whole world gone mad? Where's my change?
Well, it came to exactly $1, so I decided the fates were telling me to buy you a lottery ticket.
Oh, no, you just tell the fates to mind their own business. You go on back down there and give me my dollar.
I can't. There's no refunds on lottery tickets.
Well, I want no part of it. You just keep it.
Oh, well, thank you, Thelma.
Well, what the hell do you think you're doing now? You're supposed to be helping me here.
I got to pick my 6 lottery numbers.
How about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
No, there has to be something of special meaning. You know, like some people use their children's birthdays.
Yeah, good idea. Do that.
I don't have any children.
But if it'll get you to work any faster, you can borrow mine. Let's see. Ellen was born on the 30th of June. That would be your 6:30. And Eunice was born on December 19th. Good Lord, that's the worst Christmas present I ever got. And let's see, Vinton popped out on March 10th. So you got your 6:30, your 12:19, and your 3:10.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Well, where are you going now?
Well, I've got to go down to the Quickie Mart and get them these numbers.
Well, where's your sense of values? Chasing off after $1 million when there's snickerdoodles to be made.
Oh, gosh. It's almost 6:30. Time for the lottery show.
Oh, turn it on, honey. We don't want to miss the numbers.
There he is. Larry McCary, the rhyming weatherman.
Oh, I'm so glad they got him to host the lottery. I just love his little rhymes.
This man drives me nuts.
I'm Larry McCary, your lottery host. along with the weather, I've got a new post. Tonight, 6 lucky numbers I'll be a-picking with the help of my friend, Matilda the Chicken.
It's just what that show needs, another bird brain.
Well, hush up, Mama. We got to check off our numbers.
Honey, how many of those did you buy?
A whole paycheck's worth. But now I figure my odds of winning are down to only 100,000 to 1.
Is that all? Well, I don't know why the chicken even bothers. They ought to just hand you the grand prize.
Now remember, if Matilda picks your 6 numbers, you have a chance to appear next week on the Big Wheel Show and spin for $1,000,000.
Come on, Matilda, come on.
What a smart hen. She chose number 10. As you have seen, she just picked 19.
What's this dumb cluck gonna do, rhyme every single number?
Matilda, my purdy, selected a 30. Next, my hen picks the low number 6.
Oh, I wish that chicken had slowed down. I can't keep up.
You can't keep up with Big Bird on Sesame Street.
From up on her shelf, Matilda picks 12.
Good night. Shelf and 12 don't rhyme, you big dope.
Oh, gosh, golly gee. The last number is 3. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there you have our 6 lucky numbers.
Well, I'm a loser.
What's new?
Yeah, me too.
Well, nobody ever wins this darn thing.
I did. What's that, Iola? I got all 6 numbers. I won.
I won! In the big wheel!
I'm gonna own this town!
Wow, that's right, she did win! Hey.
Wow. Congratulations, Miss Boylan.
Congratulations, hell, she didn't win nothing. This ticket's mine.
Thelma, you give me back that ticket, it's mine.
Says you who paid for it.
Well, you did.
Who picked all the numbers?
You did.
Who suffered through all those hours of labor to have those rotten kids on those lucky days?
You did.
Case closed. The ticket is mine.
But you said you didn't want it. You gave it to me.
Are you nuts? Why the hell would I give you a winning ticket? You give that back to me, you thief.
I am not a thief, you liar. This ticket is mine, mine, mine.
You fork it over right now or you're going to be dead, dead, dead.
Hey, everybody. I won, too.
Oh, baby, I don't believe it.
Really? Uncle Vic, you picked all 6 numbers?
You bet. I knew my system would work.
Well, I always had faith in you, son. Well, looks like we have our own winning ticket now. So you can just keep your ill-gotten gains, you black-hearted beanpole.
Wait a minute, Uncle Vic, You got all 6 numbers, but they're on 6 different tickets.
So?
Honey, they're supposed to be all on the same one.
Oh, I should have known that ninny would never come through for me.
Why, look at the time. I must be going.
Oh, that's slick. You ain't going nowhere.
And why not? According to my calculations, you have just given me this ticket for the 2nd time. You would excuse me? I'm going home.
Oh, I'm warning you. You step foot outside that door, and it's the end of our friendship forever. I mean it! If you walk down those steps, don't you ever walk back up them again. Cross that street, and you're going to be sorry for the rest of your life! All right, this is your last warning. You go into that house and it is goodbye forever. Well, if she keeps acting like this, we're going to have a real problem.
Oh, there's got to be a winner in here someplace.
Will you go go put all that junk in the trash? Iola's gonna be here any minute for tea.
Iola? Well, I don't want that ticket taker in this house.
No, she stole our money.
All right, that is enough. She is my best friend in the whole world, and I will not hear another bad word against her. Knock, knock. Iola, precious. I'm so glad you decided to come over. I missed you.
It's only been 2 hours.
Well, it seemed like an eternity, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess so.
Whatever you say, Mama.
See? Our little tiff has upset my entire family. That's why I am begging you to forgive me for all of the harsh things that I said.
Oh, well, nothing would please me more. There's no hard feelings over the ticket.
Not for me. Or from any member of my family. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Whatever you say, Mama.
Oh, I can't tell you how relieved I am.
Well, good, then it's settled. What say we celebrate with a nice hot cup of tea? Move it.
Oh, thank you, Philma. You know, I never realized how my good fortune would cause all this chaos.
Oh, no, don't tell me it's starting already.
What?
Oh, nothing. I'm sure it won't happen to you. Snickerdoodle?
What won't happen to me?
Yeah, Mama, what?
Oh, well, I'd rather not discuss it. The lottery curse. All right, there, I've said it.
The lottery curse?
Well, I don't know why they really call it a curse. I suppose it's just coincidence that so many horrible things have happened to so many lottery winners time and time again.
Really? I never heard of that.
Shut up. Everybody's heard about that. Isn't that right, Naomi?
Oh, yeah. Well, you read about that all the time in the National Informer. Yeah? They got a lottery victim in there practically every week.
What do you mean, victim?
Well, for instance, that woman in Ohio that won the $50 million.
Oh, such a tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened?
Well,
I'll take it. You see, she was this unmarried woman who had devoted her entire life to taking care of her parents.
Oh, gee, that does sound sad.
I haven't gotten to the awful part yet. When they announced that she had won, her father had a heart attack and died, and her mother never forgave her.
Yeah, but by that time she didn't care, see, because that ugly duckling had hairy-chested hunks lined up outside of her door.
Did it say how many?
Well, it only took one. He swept her off her feet and married her. And 10 days later, they found her at the bottom of Lake Erie wearing concrete wedgies.
Oh, no. Did he kill her?
Who knows? They found a cement mixer in his garage, but they never could prove anything.
Oh, boy, I'm glad I didn't win. Didn't realize how lucky I was.
Yeah, we can all count our blessings. Well, most of us.
Thelma, I've been thinking.
Yes, dear?
Since this was your dollar and these are your numbers, seems only fair if we split the winnings.
Oh, I don't know, Iola. I think this family's all the curse I can take.
Please, Thelma, maybe if we go 50-50, the curse won't be so bad.
Well, I have lived a long, full life.
Yes, and you as a friend.
I suppose you would also want this friend to go on TV and spin the big wheel for you.
Oh, what you, Thelma, could you?
Well, all right, I guess that's what friends are for.
Honey, look at all of these lights.
Oh, I'd hate to see their electric bill.
Vinton, a professional makeup table.
Honey.
Why, they've got sponges here for everything.
Wow. Whew. Oh, Grandma. Here you go. I want you to hold my rabbit's foot for good luck.
Well, thank you. I hope it's luckier for me than it was the rabbit. I hate to wind up with my foot on the end of a keychain.
There, Thelma, let me put this on. Us Boylans always wear it for good luck.
Well, Iola, how lovely. I don't believe I've ever seen pearls quite so big.
No, they're not pearls. They're mother's gallstones.
Not body parts.
Here comes Larry McCary.
Good grief. I haven't seen that much makeup on a man since Uncle Izzy died.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Lair.
Come along, Miss Harper. We're about to begin.
Oh. Come on,
Matilda's ready, and chickens don't like to be kept waiting.
Oh, well, by all means, let's keep her happy.
All right, now you stand over here next to Mr. Parker.
And remember, when the red light goes on, I want to see sparkle. I want to see excitement.
I want to see $1 million.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Big Wheel, where these two folks can make their dreams come real.
Nice rhyme, Lair.
Tonight, our lucky ticket holders have a chance to win $1 million. And remember, that amount can be doubled if my lovely co-host Matilda lights up this sign.
I'll tell you what, that chicken is more talented than Banna.
Let's meet our first spinner, and let's hope he's a winner. He's Chad Parker, a financial planner from Hinckley. Tell us, Chad, what are your plans for the money if you win the grand prize?
I'm going to invest 50% of it in real estate and the rest in CDs and T-bills.
Well, Chad, what a fun guy.
All right, Matilda, it's up to you. Is Chad going to double his money or not? Single. Sorry.
Atta girl, Matilda. Save it for Mama.
All right. It's time to spin the big wheel. Congratulations, Chad. You just won $10,000!
Rat, that's only one lousy T-bill.
Too bad, Chad.
Now, Thelma Harper's a Raytown girl. Come on up and give it a whirl.
Thank you, Lair. I gotta tell you, I'm your biggest fan. I think you're a better weatherman than Willard Scott.
Okay, you gray-haired honey. Let's see if Matilda will double your money.
Come on, Matilda. Double! Well, bless your heart! God bless that chicken!
All right, Thelma. You're guaranteed at least $200, and you have a chance to win $2 million. Are you ready to spin the big wheel?
Yeah! Oh, please, Lord, make it $1 million. Make it $1 million.
Oh, Mama, look.
100.
Tough luck, Thelma. That's the way the ball bounces.
Well, wait a minute. You mean I don't get my $2 million?
I'm afraid it's only 200.
Just a minute. What kind of a crooked game are you running here? You put that ball back.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's all. We can't move the ball.
Give me my $2 million or I'm going to kill.
Wait a minute.
Well, I hope you have all learned your lesson about that fool lottery.
I know I have.
Oh, baby, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yes, sir. The next time our ball lands in the $1 million slot, I am not moving a muscle.
There isn't gonna be a next time, you dunce. I got a feeling Matilda the chicken has pecked her last number.
What makes you say that, Grandma?
What the hell you think you're eating?